In the Old Testament reading today, the Lord appeared to Abraham as three strangers. Abraham recognized God present in them. He went to meet them and provided them with wonderful hospitality. He gave them water to bathe their feet, allowed them to rest under a tree, and even killed a steer for a substantial meal. Abraham waited on them while they ate. Because of his extravagant hospitality, the strangers, speaking for God, informed the old Abraham that his wife would give him a son before the following year. In the gospel, Martha is busy and burdened preparing to serve Jesus a meal. Her sister Mary, instead, is enjoying visiting with Jesus. Each is prepared to give generously to Jesus, who is God's Word. Often we see this gospel in a dualistic sense. Mary represents the person of contemplative prayer. Martha represents the person of the active apostolate. We might be encouraged to develop a balance between our prayer and our active life. But we can look at this gospel from a different perspective. Abraham, Mary, and Martha gave generously to their guests, but their guests gave back generously to them. The Lord promised Abraham that his wife Sarah would bear a son by the next year, even though she was old. Jesus extended his friendship and his wisdom to Mary and Martha. Today, many are afraid of strangers. We lock our doors, we buy firearms to defend ourselves, we feel threatened if a stranger comes our way, we are cautious about extending hospitality to an unfamiliar person. Keeping one's distance rather than sitting at table with strangers seems to be the norm. Yet we can encounter God's presence in the person who is unfamiliar to us. In the early Industrial Revolution, approximately 150 years ago, Karl Marx was aware that children and factory workers had few, if any, rights. Marx believed that the way to achieve an ideal society was to violently fight against those who controlled others. The proletariat needed to rise up against the bourgeoisie. Thesis and antithesis brought about synthesis. Marx, however, mistakenly thought that violence would bring about a peaceful society. He thought that religion, as an opium of the people, would disappear when the ideal society was realized. We see the fruits of his ideas in violent communism. On one hand, we see those advocating violence over their enemies. On the other hand, we see those sitting at table with strangers, trying to understand and receiving their unique gifts. Which way will bring about a more civilized humanity? Our nation today seems to be at a turning point where we are deciding whether we will continue to fight against and control those who disagree with us, or whether we will sit down at table with them to share our gift and receive theirs. We are also at a deciding point regarding our care for the natural world that has cared for us. As we become more generous toward others and the earth, their generosity returns to us. As the earth has generously given us abundance and beauty over millions of years, allowing us to evolve, so now it is our time to be generous and caring for our planet. Our generosity toward others enables them to share their gift. Our generosity toward the earth enables the earth to continue to sustain us. sharing around a table, is a good image of how we are to relate to each other. Isn't that what Jesus did by eating with strangers and sinners? Pope Francis, at a recent conference on climate change, stated, "In working together, men and women of goodwill can address the scale and complexity of the issues that lie before us, protect the human family and God's gift of creation from climate extremes, and foster the goods of justice and peace." We celebrate Eucharist, our symbolic meal at the center of our faith. We offer our gifts to Christ. Christ, in return, most generously gives himself totally to us. He invites us to do the same. He invites us to do this in memory of him.